This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. And he comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Also, I wanted to kind of let you guys know, next Saturday, we're expecting a member of the CISA, which is a federal government cybersecurity agency. And that started in 2018, so it's kind of fresh, new one. I know, another government agency. But these guys are trying to help us become more secure because, again, we all decided to use Microsoft. I'm sorry, Microsoft. I'm picking on you too much today. But no, they'll be in next Saturday at around 10 o'clock, and he'll be in studio. And we'll be chatting with them about what they can do to help your company or your organization become more cyber secure for free.
Yeah.
I mean, we pay for it with our taxes, but heck, may as well leverage it if you can.
Yeah. And can't argue with free.
No. So looking forward to that. And then in another show after that, we're looking at the FBI coming in here to chat with us about what you guys can look out for when it comes to cybersecurity scams and any scams in general. So we have a couple of great shows coming up. So stick around for those.
That'll be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have those both folks on to talk about what we need to talk about. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Antoinette in Fairfield. We've talked to Antoinette. How are you, Antoinette?
How are you guys this
good
morning? It's me again.
So what can we do for
you? I want to know, why am I having a VPN on my computer and I'm at YouTube for a video and it does not work?
Oh.
I have to close out the VPN in order to see that, and I'm noticing that with several emails.
Yeah.
And my Yahoo, why, if I have my emails open, because I have a couple of email accounts, it automatically seems to like conk out and I have to like go back in and put in the passwords to get back into the email because there's a lot of information I'm reading and downloading, etc. So that happens often.
Well, hang on. Don't give us too many things here. Let's start with just the first one, right? So the VPN, right? So YouTube wants to know where you're calling from.
Right.
And there's lots of folks who in the past have used VPNs to thwart access, right? So that you can get content that somebody doesn't want to show you. Now, you can, I think, defeat it by using a VPN on your firewall itself and not within the actual client that's looking at the YouTube.
That's correct.
So
how do you do that? Firewall. I checked that. They're all up. but I still get...
Well, this is your physical firewall.
Yeah, this would be the router that you've got in your house that you would configure it with a VPN connection to something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. So let's say...
It goes out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your firewall goes out?
No, the router, I have to take the... Turn it, press the button in, and take the plug out. I remember my son and brother telling me do that. Mm. It's been doing that for the past couple of days. All of a sudden, one time, I was really mad because I missed a webinar that I had registered and paid for, and it just went, the whole internet went out. I could not.
Wow. You've had this issue before. You've called us with this before. Have you ever gotten the internet provider out there to fix it?
No, because it seemed to be working. I got the new computer with that. I don't think it would happen, but maybe I do, because I was wondering, I was going to text my son if I needed to get a new router if my router is not working.
Right.
It's the same that I had before with the old computer PC that conked out.
Right. So, yeah, we would tell you to consider maybe a new router or have your internet provider come out and take a look at that. But so you, when you're looking at YouTube doesn't allow you to run a VPN on the client, the computer that you're using, because they want to know where you're connecting from so they deliver the proper content to you. So you're not going to be able to get around that in that case. The other issue of your email, quote unquote, conking out while you're in the middle of it, that doesn't make any sense to either of us either. Is it like you're... Is your Outlook closing on you?
No, this is Google email. It's like he's saying they're trying to reload and stuff, and I just have to either reboot or just totally go out, you know, sign out all of the accounts and then sign back in.
Mm-hmm.
If they're open too long, you know.
So you're one of those folks who leaves it open forever?
Yeah, and you don't want to ever have to put in your password again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm reading it all day.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly getting emails.
Sure.
It's serious stuff. It's not...
Yeah. No, we believe you. It's just that we would tell you to turn your... get out of that stuff at least at the end of the day, every day, and then shut your machine down so that it gets to update properly... that's probably what's going on here is a forced
update.
Well,
I do shut the machine down and wake up.
Every
right.
day?
This could happen a couple of times during the day while I'm back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Hmm.
And maybe somebody said with the Yahoo defaulting, sometimes that happens. It defaulted yesterday. I did an update. Usually that happens when it does an automatic update with Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And I eliminate and delete the Yahoo, but it still seems to keep coming up as a default browser, and I have to eliminate it again.
So you might have some... So when you say default browser, you mean search engine within the browser?
Yes, search engine, right, within the Google browser. Yeah, I read something online that said it might be malware on there, but I already have the McAfee on there, and... Well, I didn't think I need to put both, do I?
No, you don't. So you might have some sort of plug-in that happened for the Yahoo.
Yeah, browser extension of some kind.
So we can look to see if we can put a link up there as to how to remove the if there's a Yahoo browser extension or some sort of something you might have opted in for that needs to be removed. Yahoo's not generally malicious.
Okay, all right. Well, you guys said not to use their email, so I just assume not to have Yahoo up there.
No, I understand.
Right. And, I just remembered, the GoNext feed?
Yeah.
I can't get it.
Down there in Fairfield?
It's in Fairfield.
Yeah.
But in my building, I can't get it because I would be the only one. And this is a senior building, and everybody gets their optimum basically for the TV.
Gotcha.
Not for internet like I do. And they would have to wire the whole building, the gentleman told me. It's only 10 apartments, so that's one issue, right?
You should get that through your association. You guys should meet as an association and try to get them in as an alternative. You can vote to choose a different internet provider for the building, the 10 of you.
But they said I would be the only one in the building, and they would have to wire the whole building.
They would have to wire the building for internet, but I suspect the building is wired for data, but I could be wrong without seeing the building. But again, you know, you could always go to your association and see what they can do to get that service in there. You shouldn't have to be stuck with just one provider.
Right. I mean, people usually use that. You can get, I think they had Frontier in here, but I noticed when I moved here to Connecticut, most of the people said don't get the Frontier because it doesn't work, and they got rid of it.
Yep.
So that's that.
All right.
And you want to hear something funny?
All right, sure.
My friend, this is quick. My friend wanted to register for her licenses, and I'm in that too in New York State, and they were making her, which I'm afraid of when I need to renew my license, to use the Microsoft, what's the old Microsoft?
Explorer?
Explorer.
Yeah.
To do it.
Well, that could be the case because a lot of these agencies are behind the times. It could be true. But if you have a newer machine, it might even be hard to even run Explorer.
Yeah, you won't be able to do it in Windows 11 if that's what you've got.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's funny. We hear you. We're laughing and crying on the inside.
I know. Okay. All righty. Thank you.
All right, Antoinette. Nice chatting with you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Antoinette in Fairfield. We'll step out for a quick break. Charlie and Ron, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. Yes, you don't hear a flute all the time on our show, but here you have one. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Let's go right to your calls. We're going to go to Charlie first in Suffield. What's cooking, Charlie?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I got a Dell 7020 desktop computer.
All right.
I think it's got Windows 10, and I have Cox Cable, and I'm running on Microsoft Edge. And what happens is the computer starts up by itself in the middle of the night every night. And two or three different people from Cox went through it, and they said, oh, I got it this time, and it's never fixed. And I don't know if there's any quiz easy thing to stop it.
So go ahead.
This can be a very bedeviling little thing, but in general what's going on is that you've got some kind of a task that's been set to wake up the computer to run it, and what you would have to do is go into Task Scheduler, which is a program that you can open. You have to look for something in there that's, you know, somehow starting up. It could be, well, common causes for this are things like backup programs. If you've got something that's backing up your computer on a schedule, it may wake the computer up to back it up.
Well, hang on. Yep. So the key phrase that Dennis just said is wake.
Yes.
And Charlie said start. So, Charlie, is the machine in sleep mode, or have you turned it off?
No, I shut it off every day, and then when I go, you know, when I'm done, and it just starts up by itself.
You turned it off. You shut it down.
Oh yeah. With the mouse, the normal way.
Yep.
Okay. Somebody said maybe if you stop fast start.
You can disable fast start in BIOS. That might help.
Yeah, fast start in BIOS kind of gives you a real
that reboot. For me, that would be like a 10% probability of helping.
Right.
But it might still be worth it.
So you can have a schedule actually kick off these days and on these machines, even though it's shut down to start up?
Correct.
I see. I didn't even know that. So,
oh, yeah.
So you put it to sleep. That's a different thing because I understand that it's going to wake
there's
up.
There's power management built in, it can get triggered.
That's what. So even you can have a schedule going on to turn this thing on.
Yeah.
You could even have a wake up on land signal, I guess, popping in there.
That too. That would be the other thing that I was thinking of. But he'd have to have something on the network sending that out.
Right. So you're thinking schedule, so or backup.
I'm thinking it might be a backup program. It might also be an antivirus program launching a scheduled scan.
Yep.
The last person told me to write now my security company that just pulled the plug every night until for about a week and never really look at it again. I know.
I love that solution. So, Charlie, you didn't want it to start up again? Unplug it. That's awesome.
Yeah. Just pull a plug for the night. That's it.
Oh, here's an even better one. Go get a smart power strip.
Oh,
and configure the smart power strip to not have power overnight.
Right.
That you could do without having to unplug it. So you wouldn't have to get behind your computer desk there and unplug it.
No, it's in an easy place. It's not a problem. But that won't hurt the computer, will it?
Unplugging it?
No.
Yeah. just its feelings.
Yeah, okay.
But you shouldn't. So, well, that'll solve it, obviously. That'll solve the issue. But like Dennis is saying, there's something scheduled there. But I didn't even know after the shutdown these days that you could still quote-unquote get it going again with an internal scheduled task.
Yep.
That's really kind of unnerving. I don't like
that. Yeah, it's been that way for quite a while.
Has it been? Yeah. I believe you. I just haven't seen it. Dennis sees a lot of stuff on our help desk.
It is rare, but it does happen. And the TAB help desk has gotten that call.
No, I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you're here.
I ask people on my cell phone, on my smartphone, and everybody got all kinds of answers. And
I'm sure you got a whole raft of them, sure.
So there's no quick fix, huh?
Well, you got to find where the problem is. You got to find if it's a schedule, some sort of task, some sort of backup, some sort of antivirus run that Dennis has seen kick off this machine. We can put a link up there to try to find a site that gives you some of the common causes of a machine. If there one exists, there's got to be a site that exists that talks about this. And you're running Windows 10, Charlie?
That's what it says, yeah.
All right. And, of course, pulling the plug works. That'll work. Your security company's not wrong. But the problem is you're going to zap it. You're going to just at some point plug it in and zap something, and you don't want to cause a spark or a zap or some sort of short as you keep pulling the plug. And that's why if you really want to keep going down this route, there are, believe it or not, smart power strips that you can schedule things like turning on lights and stuff. In this case, you'll set it to not turn on your computer because the outlet will be off. So you could do that. It's a Rube Goldberg approach to turning off your computer, unplugging your computer.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Charlie. He's like, I've had enough. That's crazy, huh, Dennis?
It is. And I'm telling you, we've had that call.
I know.
So I believe you. We've been down that road.
I believe you. I just didn't know that even in the powered off. I mean, you can do a wake up on land. I just thought it was only from an outside stimulus that turns it on, not from the computer itself internally.
The power management inside the motherboard can be programmed to come back on a schedule.
But that's done on the software side, so the software talks.
You do it in the software, yeah. And like I said, it's things like backups and antivirus, typically.
Yeah. So he could have looked in his BIOS. There could be something in his BIOS.
But it might also be a wake on LAN.
Yeah, some signal coming through. Yeah. Let's go to Ron in Southampton next. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I got a question. Android phone. You know, with your normal computer, you have things like Malwarebytes and Norton. Yep. And is there anything that you would recommend to put on your Android to, either scan for viruses or check for viruses? Other than, right now I just have updated software for the Android.
Well, if you're the updated software for Android will do a good job. We had a call earlier in the show about this. If you're running a current version of Android, it's going to do a very good job scanning for malicious software and stuff. So we tell you that you don't really need it, but we recommend ESET, ESET, if you want to try something. And it's usually free. So go to the Play Store and look for the free ESET AV if you really want to load it on there. But we're hitting against a hard break. I hope that helps you.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, Ron. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two flute tunes on this show.
Yep.
We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Stick around if you can. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're going to go to Joe in South Farmington. Hey, Joe.
How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. So my issue is I have a laptop computer, mm-hmm. and every time I turn it on, the screen flashes. Sometimes it'll stay off for 2-3 minutes or whatever. And I got to catch it just in time, and if I can do a restart, then it's fine after that. And I have to do this every single time I turn it on. And so I was wondering if this is something I might be able to fix or if it's going to have to live with it.
When you say catches, so you eventually, when you do your little steps there, you catch it to the point where it stays on?
Yeah, or sometimes it's flashing, but it's flashing so fast I can see the icons and I can click on the start icon and then get over and click on restart. And once I restart it, it's fine. But sometimes it stays off for minutes.
Okay, it stays off for minutes. But if you can get it to if you can finally catch it to restart, then it stays on as a normal screen.
Then it's fine after that. Yeah,
and that's bizarre.
You're very.
Yeah.
This is a good one. Makes no sense at all.
I'm thinking display drivers.
Are you?
Yeah.
Before the boot process.
Well, where do you think the display drivers start?
No, I know. You have to go into safe mode here, maybe though. If you can get into safe mode and see if you can get fresh drivers.
Once he gets into the computer, he should be able to he's done the dance of making it work right. He should be able to go in and then update the display drivers on the computer. That's the first thing I would look at.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying it's guaranteed fix, but it's something to do that could help.
If it's only flashing on startup and not during the usage, then it's not the display itself.
Well, remember, during startup, once BIOS begins and then Windows begins to boot, one of the first things that it reads is how to talk to the screen, because how is it going to show you the little Windows logo?
Right.
That
it needs to talk to it.
Right.
So what version of operating system you have there, Joe?
Windows 11.
Oh, it's a new computer?
Well, it's about 2 years old.
That's pretty young. That's odd.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's got the SSD drive and all that. So, I thought I bought a good one. How would I update the display drivers?
What brand is it?
HP.
All right. HP should have something in it called Support Assistant, HP Support Assistant. If you can run that and you can ask it to do its updates, it will check HP's website and look for the most recent drivers for everything in there, not just video. But for your purposes, I would just, once it gives a list of things, as long as there's a new video driver there, I would just select that one thing, install it, then reboot it and see if it helps. Another thing you want to do to check it and make sure that it's really working correctly would be to take it off of power, remove the power plug, shut the thing down completely, and then start it up just on battery and see if there's a little difference.
I haven't noticed because sometimes I go to fire it up and the battery's dead, so I'll plug it in and it still does the same thing.
Oh, okay, so the behavior's the same.
The thing kind of gets me, Dennis, on the driver, though, is that once it's up, it doesn't have the problem. So wouldn't it use the same driver to be up versus
the boot?
There's
different pieces of code run at different points during the boot process.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
There's actually quite a number of SYS files that are the driver.
Yep. I believe you. I'm just trying to get that logic. So do you have enough, Joe, to do the update of that driver?
Yeah, I'll give this a try, and if it doesn't work, then I'll have something to do next Saturday.
Yeah, give it. The complaint department's all is open. 860-522-9842 is the number to that as well.
All right. Well, thank you for your help.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hope it works for you. Bye bye. Joe in South Farmington, otherwise known as Southington. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. That's my hometown. I can say it right. Don't worry. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything we've talked about today has been posted over on the Computer Talk with Tab Facebook page, the Listener Network. That's kind of a private group. So if you want to get those links, go ahead and ask to be a part of that private group, and you'll get the links to the Facebook posts. It will be posted on ComputerTalkWithTab.com. There's a little delay due to the little tool we're using to make that happen. So the live links aren't as live as we'd like them to be, but they do show up. And if you still follow us on Twitter, at Tab Computer Sys, actually now known as X, you'll get the links there as well. So we're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're here till 11 o'clock. And then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Let's get right to your calls. You're keeping us busy this morning. Otherwise, Dennis and I would talk about my kids and his cats. It's okay. We'll talk to Mia anyways and see what Mia's got cooking out there in West Granby. What's going on there, Mia?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What can we do for you?
Well, it's a little bit different question. I just got my first smart TV.
Hey, congratulations.
Actually, we moved out of state and trying to watch my kids' hockey games, so I made the investment. But anyway, it's an LG C3, and it does have a web browser on it. And I found that, and I'm trying to put in a what they call Live Barn, which is a program that you can watch the games in the public rinks. So I get to the web browser, I find Live Barn, and then it won't let me move on that site at all. There's an accept bar, and then there's a login or sign up bar, you know, button, but I can't move my mouse. So, any thoughts?
Number one, turn down your radio because it's going to get really weird when you start hearing yourself in a loop. So you're using the browser to try to find this tool to watch your son's hockey
grandkids' hockey games. Yes.
All right, and it's a browser-based solution, and it freezes when it wants to execute.
Once I get to the site. I can't, you know, I thought I had to accept the cookies, but the cookies won't, the button won't push, and I can't log in, and I've logged back out and tried again, and I can't get beyond that.
Most likely it's because the website doesn't support your smart TV's browser system.
Right. Right.
Oh, okay. That's probably why.
The code that's putting up that cookie acceptance. Is probably broken in that browser.
Now, all is not lost. Do you have a laptop?
Yeah, I know I can mirror it, but it just so happens that there are two games at the same time. So I was hoping to be able to log in on one and then keep the TV going, but I guess that's not going to work.
No, nope, you can. Stop. This is geek loves this stuff. So if you have a laptop, right?
I do, yeah.
All right, so you get in a laptop, you open up a browser, and you bring up the one game. Then you click on the beach ball again, go to the browser, and bring up the other game, right? You can bring up multiple browsers, and you can then plug in your laptop to your TV, right? So that you see both of those browsers going and the big, you know, 65-inch monstrosity you have there on your wall, and you can put both browsers up there and watch both games. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Okay.
So I can log in like I typically do.
Yeah.
On my laptop.
Yeah.
And instead of mirroring it, just let it play.
Let it play. Yeah. And then you can plug your laptop into the TV so then it shows the TV screen, the laptop screen on the TV. All I'm saying is bring up a second browser on your laptop and do it twice.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I knew your light bulb would go off there.
Yeah, it did. I was just like trying to envision what you were saying. But yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. Now she could do it. So sometimes those TVs have these limits, right? Because they're like, I don't know what Mia is doing. I can't make any money off this. I can't sell this information to anybody. So I'm not going to let browser-based things occur on my TV. Right. We talked about Vizio a few years back,
making more
money selling your information than actually selling TVs.
Right.
And be careful. You can do side loading of apps and stuff like this on your smart TVs, but you can end up breaking them. So we'd tell you to be careful there before you do that. All right. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online before the top of the hour. You have four lines open for you guys. But as we wait for your calls, There's a lot of Cisco firewalls that are being exploited.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it's up to 30,000. Hackers are exploiting... I can say that. Hackers are exploiting a flaw in Cisco's iOS XE software, and they're actually hijacking the routers right from the telecommunications companies.
Whoa.
Yeah, so not good because they don't even have a patch for it. There is a tool that's being used to see if you've been compromised, and that's kind of scary too. But right now, 469 of the compromised Cisco devices were registered to AT&T. Oh, lovely.
Ooh.
So that's making some folks sweat over there. Firewalls, router switches that use this iOS XE are the ones that are compromised. I couldn't find which ones, though.
It's the ASR model routers, mostly.
Nice. So if you're running an ASR model router, you're kind of out of luck right now. You're basically wide open to the bad guys, is the way
it sounds like. At
the moment. So basically a nonprofit security group called Shadow Server said it also detected over 32,800 devices that have been compromised by the vulnerability.
They've already been compromised.
Yeah, because I guess it's not hard to find this opening. And Cisco says, we're working on it. We're working on it. We're doing our best here to fix this, but they're not fixed. They haven't fixed it yet. So this is not good. And because it actually implants compromise with the, it actually has an implant that it loads on there of some kind. So bad news for Cisco right now. Hopefully they're going to get it fixed. But the majority of these firewalls are in the United States, of course. But the Philippines, Chile, Mexico, India, Thailand, Peru, Brazil, Australia, and Singapore also are part of that. So it's not good.
No,
there's no fix. So, you want to bring up anything, Dennis, news-wise?
Well, let's see here. We have a article from our favorite tech guy, Brian Krebs.
Yeah.
It seems that hackers were able to steal access tokens from Okta's tech support site. Now, Okta is a cloud computing company. One of the things that they are biggest in is providing MFA services.
Right, which is not good here if they're compromised.
Right. I mean, the whole idea here is to get control of an MFA service and then use that to get control of people's accounts through that.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is that people that are working with Okta, and trying to solve problems with their tech support guys is they'll log in and then they'll upload to the tech support site what's called an HTML archive of that session,
mm-hmm.
which is all the files that are collected up in the browser that have to do with it. Well, mm-hmm. one of those things is going to be the access token that was just created when you logged into the site.
Yep.
So these HTML archives are just sitting in on the tech support site.
Mm-hmm.
And hackers were somehow able to get into that and get these files. And then they do what security guys call a replay attack, where mm-hmm. they just basically launch that archive. And then they can now ride your Okta account.
Right. Even though you're logged off.
You could be logged off already and be done with it.
Because they're playing the authentication that's already been authenticated right. by the other server.
Right. They're using that token that and then reconnecting the session.
Yeah.
And then they're getting into other stuff at Okta.
Have we figured out what they're doing with this yet?
No.
So Brian brings it up as an issue.
Yeah.
But doesn't really know where they're
exploiting it. He even interviewed them.
The bad guys?
Okta.
Yeah.
And it seems that they are in the process even now of understanding what was done.
Because it's been going on since like September, did I read that? Or am I thinking of a different article?
Let's see.
It's been going on a while.
How long has it been going on? I'm taking a look here.
There might be a different article that I'm thinking of.
It's possible. They had an alert on October 2nd.
Okay.
That something was going on. And they claim that they contained the problem by October 17th.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, they're still in the process of kind of understanding what was done in that time.
Jeez.
So the bad guys are in there for what, 2 weeks?
Yeah. And again, for that type of thing, a security company like that is, it's not good.
Right. And even if they've caught something, they can use that to, you know, get into somebody's Okta authentication and then take over whatever else they're using that's protected by that.
Yeah.
It's really, really nasty.
It's nasty stuff. And if Brian's talking about it, it's going to be also very well explained. So we'll put the link up there for you guys to kind of understand what this is. Another quick article as we wait for your calls, but we're getting near the top of the hour here. I'm not sure if I brought this up or not, but Call of Duty, it's a game I play. My kids play it. I play it because my kids play it, so then, of course, I can be where my kids are, right? however, if you're ever on Call of Duty in the multiplayer version and you listen to what these kids talk about, not necessarily my kids, but kids in general, I just mute it. It's just awful. I mean, it's garbage talk. It's really nasty. And so the folks at Call of Duty, actually, I think Microsoft just bought that company, right?
They bought the company.
For like $69 billion?
Yep.
So just to put that in perspective, Call of Duty is worth the same as Aetna, because the CVS bought Aetna for $69 billion. So just tell you how big this is. But they've got a new AI-powered hate speech detection. It's going to moderate it. So there's something called ToxMod, and it'll automatically flag spoken harassment, bullying, and discrimination, which I think is a good thing here. I mean, it's just a cesspool if you had to listen to what these kids are talking about. They're just kids being kids, right? But it's on steroids. It's like there's no filter.
Right.
Because you don't see who you're talking to. You don't even care who you're talking to. And people just say the grossest stuff.
They're identifying themselves by what? Gaming handles and not even real names. So.
Right. And so if this ToxMod AI flags your speech enough, you can be kicked off the platform.
Whoa.
And you can actually, I can tell it's gotten a little better. I mean, the idea of Call of Duty is you want to work as a team for a lot of these games. And if you just can't stand listening to what these kids talk about, you don't end up turning on the chat. So I think it's a good thing. And again, congratulations to Microsoft for buying a $69 billion gaming company. Unbelievable. Wow. So we'll put a link up there for that as well. Let's quickly get to Dan over in Weathersfield. He's got a question. What's going on, Dan?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. So I've got Cox Cable, right? Cable, internet, TV, and a landline. And GoNetSpeed has been in the area for about 2 years.
Yeah, so what are you waiting for?
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to lose my email address.
You are?
Yeah.
But who cares?
So that, you know, my doctors and hundreds of people have it. So
yeah,
that's the only thing I'm worried about.
It's not the end of the world. You're going to lose it. And that's one of the reasons that they try to hook you with it, right? They give you free email because they think that that's going to be more valuable to you than saving $200+ on your internet, right? Because it's silly. So you need to kind of take the bull by the horn and just get your own. You can get your own email box, right? You can be at whatever your last name is if you want it to be, and you'd never have to be beholden to any internet provider ever again. You could use Gmail. You can use all sorts of different email services so that you can, again, be more agnostic rather than being stuck with a service provider. But the fact that your doctors know you're at Cox.net doesn't matter. They'll find you wherever you're going.
So would I also lose my landline because I have lousy cell service here?
So cell service you can use over Wi-Fi, by the way. So you can, most cellular phones are smart enough to do cell calls over Wi-Fi. It's called Wi-Fi calling. But if yours is not smart enough, GoNetSpeed is offering, from what I understand, dial-up as well. So you'll have a dial. You can get dial tone from them and probably keep your number.
Be able to keep the same landline. Okay.
Same number, not the same physical line, but yes. So,
same phone number.
Yeah. I tell you to look into it, Dan. I mean, don't let those minor things lock you into paying what you're paying.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it, Dan. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. 2 years in front of you with GoNetSpeed.
Jump
over as fast as you can to get to that.
Painful.
Want to thank all you guys for joining us on this wet Saturday morning. I was going to say lovely, but wet Saturday morning. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for posting everything over on Facebook, and Dennis posted everything here on our Computer Talk with Tab site.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday when we have the CSIA joining us.
Yeah.
memories of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.